Chapter 18. By the time Cole and Edwin returned to camp, Garvey was up and had a fire burning. He sat on a stump of driftwood, sipping coffee and looking out over the bay. As they approached, he turned and pointed.
"Look at the whales out there breaching."
Edwin nodded.
"Those are the humpbacks after herring. They're following their instincts. Every spring, they migrate up from calving grounds in Hawaii."
"I've never seen whales before," Cole said, "except on TV.
"We'll dance the whale dance tonight," Edwin said.
"Is anybody hungry?" Cole said, lowering a cooler from the tree. He dug through the food for a box of cold cereal, retrieved a jug of water, then mixed some powdered milk and began to eat. Edwin eyed Cole, wolfing down the cereal.
"You might want something more than cold cereal to work on."
"That's all I usually eat for breakfast. If you guys want something different, fix it yourself." Edwin and Garvey both helped themselves to bowls of cereal.
"Suit yourself. You're the one working, champ," Garvey said.
"Aren't you helping at all?"
"We'll show you what to do," said Edwin, "but every ounce of work is going to be yours."
"But I can't nail with my bad arm."
"Then learn to use the other arm," Edwin said. "If you build the cabin well, you'll stay dry and comfortable. Build it poorly, and," Edwin shrugged, "it'll be a long winter. I built the last shelter for you, and I built it well. I still feel hurt from what you did. If you burn this cabin, you hurt only yourself."
Edwin handed Cole a pair of leather gloves.
"Here, these will keep you from getting blisters."
"I might have a bum arm, but I'm not a wimp," Cole said, setting the gloves aside.
"Your choice," said Edwin,
as he began showing Cole how to lay out the frame for the cabin. By mid-morning, Cole had connected four squared beams and set them on large rocks that served as a foundation. He nailed planks to the square frame. These he covered with plywood flooring, making a large rectangular platform roughly the size of his room at home. Each nail he drove took about 10 swings using his left hand, but gradually his swings got better. As he worked, his stomach growled for food, but he wouldn't admit he was hungry. Not in front of Edwin and Garvey. The two sat around the fire watching and offering suggestions. Everything had to be just right. The sun was almost overhead when Cole finally had to stop for lunch. He was starved and felt half dead as he built up the fire and dug out spaghetti noodles and a can of sauce. He put them into a pan which he balanced on a rock in the fire.
"How come everything has to be so tight and exact on the cabin?"
he asked. "I'm not living here my whole life."
"About 10,000 mice are hoping you build it loose," Garvey said.
Edwin motioned to the north.
"When the first winter storm comes with 50-mile-an-hour winds, you'll know why."
After their meal, Garvey showed Cole how to lay out wall panels on the ground. By now, big blisters had formed on Cole's hands, and, with a sheepish grin at Edwin, he pulled on the leather gloves.
"Go ahead, say I told you so," he said.
"Pride has no place on this island,"
Edwin answered.